Well, hello and good morning, and what a nice surprise to see you over there. Isn't this exciting? It is Monday. It is 6 o'clock in the a.m. It is already sunny outside. There's summer in the air, although there's a bit of cloud, which I like. Could be a bit of rain. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Here's Leanne Moll.
A song that popped into my head this morning on the way here was Purple Rain.
Oh, very good.
Because of the jacarandas, the rain we've had.
Very good.
And the tar is no longer black. It's dotted in purple.
Like that. How very poetic.
Very pretty.
How elegiac of you to have brought that up this morning.
I'm so glad I know what that means.
Just pretend. Okay. A lot of people won't know. It doesn't matter. All right. So let's get your day off to a good start, shall we? I see lots of very happy people in the comments. Oh, morning, Dumisani. Not sure who you're with at the moment. Otherwise, I'd say morning, Dumisani, and your partner.
Side chick. Fuck buddy.
Whoever. Could be anybody. Bitcoin Boot, like the show before James starts it. What, elegiac? Morning, everyone, says Bushfeld. But okay, they're all. Don't keep showing me good mornings. We've got other things to do. We've got better things to do, people to see, places to go. All right, but thank you for your mornings. How was your weekend? What did you do?
Oh, it was good. I did a little bit of spring cleaning.
Did you do somersaults?
Did somersaults, had sex. Ran in the rain.
Hey.
No, I cleaned out my bedroom drawer.
Damn it. Just building up to a fun one. That would have been like, what a great Monday surprise that would have been, huh?
Somersaults, sex, and running in the rain.
Yeah, I mean, there was some rain to be had yesterday in Gauteng, and it was very, very pleasant. I'm loath to talk about the weather, but there is something about that smell after the rain hits the ground. It's just the best smell ever.
We've had a lot of dust.
Mm.
A lot of dust has now been settled and lifted and washed,
I hope so.
Washed away.
I hope so. I'm extremely excited about this week. I just think it's going to be a good week. I have a feeling. And I think lots of cool things will happen to lots of cool people. So hopefully you're in that category. If you're not, well, I'm terribly sorry. It's not your week.
Sorry for you.
Yeah, terrible. All right, so let's get straight into it. We've got a bunch of things to do today. We've got a guest popping in a little bit later on to talk about cannabis, which you can imagine James is super excited about.
Oh, is James a cannabis boy?
I think so. I think so. Flex, right? So is Flex, but it's other things.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? To each his own. You pick your poison. And I think that of the poisons, weed is probably the least dangerous, provided you don't hop on it every fucking day,
or
morning
mix it
and
with
night.
Tobacco.
Why you don't? You mix it with tobacco?
Well, people that's do how that. I don't know. That's how they did it in my day, Larding. That's, you know, it was a long time ago.
The '70s.
Yeah, more or less. But I remember the other day that I was. I don't partake.
Yeah.
Right. But I remember I was properly stoned for about 3 weeks during COVID.
My God, well done.
When there weren't cigarettes.
Oh, you got stoned.
Yeah, I ended up at the petrol station begging them, for cigarettes.
Oh.
Knowing that they probably had cartons somewhere in the back, but remember we weren't allowed to buy any.
Yeah.
And I actually burst into tears. I was that desperate. And the guy put his arm around my shoulder and took me around to the back, and they gave me a bag of weed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I had to Google
how to roll a joint.
Yeah, how to do that part. But yes, I was pretty much stoned for about 3 weeks.
That's incredible. Do you recall it being a happy 3 weeks?
Not really. I don't enjoy that type of stoned. I'm more into more of the expensive drugs, the ones that'll put a hole into your monthly budgets.
Oh, shit. Okay. She's a professional, ladies and gentlemen. We're not dealing with some, some street tick using.
No, definitely not. Not into the myths.
Funny, I was talking to someone about this the other day. I went to a wedding on Saturday.
Are people in your group still getting married?
Yeah. There are some who have not been married yet that are getting married now. There are some who are divorced and having their second marriages.
Right.
Yeah. There's some who are pretending that they want to get married when they don't. There are some who are getting married even though they shouldn't.
So was it a destination wedding?
No, this was a beautiful wedding in Johannesburg. It's actually really cool. So I kind of expected it when the invitation arrived to be one of those kind of go out to the Mulder's Drift in a wedding venue and have to arrange accommodation in case you drink and all that stuff. But it was actually at the Greek church in Melrose here. And then afterwards we went to Marble, the restaurant, and that was where the reception was. Yeah. That's very, very good.
Keeping it local.
I know. It was very cool. It was actually a lovely wedding. Beautiful.
A section of Marble or no, they took over
the whole. So they took over the whole restaurant. And then afterwards we went to the kind of drinks area. But it was lovely. And I'm going to that luxurious Marble circus thing this coming weekend, which is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if they have adequate provisions for weather.
I thought you were going to say for vegans.
Oh, I don't care about that. No, no, no. But we're going to find out more about it because it's my friend Greg who's putting the whole thing on.
Oh, right.
And I want to know what the gist is. So he's going to come in. And it's probably, I think it's one of the biggest new events Joburg has had in ages. So I think that's very cool.
Yeah,
and lots of people, everybody's talking about it. It's amazing. There's people I know who are like, where can we get tickets? Where can we get? We're desperate for tickets and you just can't anymore. They're all sold. It's gone like hotcakes.
And how do you feel about not being a foodie?
I don't care about that. I mean, it's an experience thing, right? And it's who you go with. Like I've realized you can go to the shittiest place and you can have the best time if you're with people you like being with. If you go to the best place and you're with shit people, disaster. No. Right?
Feels like 7 years instead of a night.
So I'm actually really excited about it. There are about 12 of us going. I think it should be fun. But I had a lovely time. I didn't stay long at this wedding on Saturday. I did, and this is probably, I don't know if you can consider it rude or not, and maybe we need some help from the comments section on this one. But I didn't stay long, and I didn't do a big goodbye. I just kind of ninja'd.
But it sounds like it was... It wasn't a wedding with high expectations.
No, it was. And it was beautiful. And everything was lovely. The speeches were all done. I had stayed for the essential parts, right? Like it even said in the invitation that the reception would start at 1 and end at 5. And so we'd been around each other since about 11. That's a lot of time.
That's what I mean about not high expectations. It wasn't far away. It was convenient. It was... 1 until 5. I mean, that's amazing.
That's fantastic. And I got home. I was so tired. I went straight to sleep. It was so nice.
At 5:30.
No. I only got home at like 6:30. Then I had something to eat quickly. And then I fucked around a bit. And then I went to sleep. But I went straight to sleep because I didn't plan to do anything else. So, you have those days where you really are dreaming about your bed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I sometimes wake up in the morning and even though I've got lots to do and I'm excited about the day, I'm kind of like, ooh, see you later, bed. I'll be back. Stay right there. Don't you move. I'll be back. And then when you get back to your bed, you're like, ooh, nice. Okay. So I got like that on Saturday. Sunday, woke up nice and late. Then I went to gym on Sunday. How's this? They're busy refurbishing the gym near me, which is the one that I stupidly elected to go to. And I get there and they're saying, oh, no, no, there's tape around the door and they're like, there's construction going on. And this is on a Sunday. So I thought, all right, well, it's still open. And the woman at the door says to me, oh, yeah, we're doing a fire drill in the next 15 minutes. So I said, no, I'm not interested in this. Got in the car, went to the next one, which is down the road. And not exactly close, but close enough. I get there, I walk in, get changed, and I'm just about to like start doing stuff.
You've got your headband on and everything.
my whole outfit. And then they say to me, they go on the loudspeaker, the gym will close in 15 minutes.
I'm like, no.
What? But it's 2 in the afternoon. Yeah, they closed at 2. So I was like, ah, fuck this. So I went and got changed and I got in the car and I just went home. I was like very annoyed. Sure. I was all ready to do the right thing. And then all these things were thrown at me. I don't mind. Not the end of the world. I'll pick it up today.
Yeah,
but still.
I kind of would have been celebrating. I went so to stupid, gym right? twice today. And I couldn't do it. It wasn't my fault. I did everything I could.
All right. Well, I've got a couple of things to show you this morning. First of all, we often take the piss out of woke people, and there are a lot of woke people in the world, and they're about to have a terrible time because Trump's probably going to win the election. So they're going to be screaming and wailing and gnashing their teeth, and it's going to be awesome. But just because woke people are always entertaining to those of us who are not caught up in the mind virus that they're in, here's a dude with his boyfriend who get pulled over by the cops. And you might have seen this on TikTok or Instagram over the weekend. But he thinks he identifies as a cat.
Okay.
The driver of the right. car. Mm-hmm. Okay. He identifies as a cat, and his boyfriend is very, very touchy about which pronouns you use.
Does he look like a cat?
Well, no, he looks like a bear. Yeah, he's like a big
he's tried to look
like a big
a cat.
Beardy, hairy gay dude. Like you'd expect to see him in
an actual bear.
Yeah, like in a leather outfit.
Yeah,
you know,
straps and
yeah. Dancing to I don't know, ABBA.
Yeah.
Like that's the kind of look. No cat thing about. Anyway, for ID, the cop asks, "Can you give me some ID?" He gives him his collar with a tag on it because he's a cat. Okay, let's see how this goes.
You do currently have a California driver's license. You just don't have a physical copy on you at the moment.
That's my preferred method of identification.
And this is?
It's a cat collar. I'm currently identifying as a cat.
Fair enough. The information here on the tag, I'm assuming, belongs to you, the boyfriend?
Yeah, that's so rude. I hope you know I'm recording.
Well, it wasn't my intention to offend you, but he just identified as a cat, and you're wearing a Harrods Waltz t-shirt, so forgive me if I came to a conclusion that you guys are involved in some sort of a homosexual arrangement.
I'm not mad that you think we're together, but you're using gendered language. Besides, I'm not his boyfriend, I'm his owner.
Okay. Well, look, we can do this the hard way if you'd like. I can have this car towed because last I checked, a cat is not licensed to operate a motor vehicle in the state of California. We can have animal control come get you, take you to a shelter where your owner can retrieve you for a fee of $70 after you're given the necessary immunizations, which do include a rabies shot, possibly even spayed or neutered, whichever you prefer or identify with. Is that what you guys want to do here?
What should we do? I don't know. I don't have $70.
Sir, I can also request that a mental health care professional come down here on scene and do an evaluation of you because you're considering letting him take a rabies shot rather than just give me an ID, use some manners so I can give you your ticket and move along.
Gosh, you know this world.
My favorite saying is bad things happen because you deserve them. I'm afraid in this case, if that guy did end up in a shelter, he would deserve it. And the boyfriend would have to pay $70 to get him out. But you know, like you are allowed to have a wild imagination. You are. And it's great that we can. And in the universe of possibilities, it's amazing that there are people who have the imagination to play around with the idea that they might be a cat. And that's great. It's very funny for a few minutes. After a few minutes, probably not so funny anymore.
Mm.
And for those around you, they are not expected to play along. Or, let me put it this way, you cannot expect them to play along. There is no expectation upon them to go along with your delusion. Even if it's just fun and like, it makes you feel good, there is a point in the exercise where those people are perfectly entitled to just not take part in the delusion anymore. To
but
say,
if you want them to, it could go full circle like it did there.
This is the point. So if you do want them to carry on playing this game, then you have to accept the consequences. And sometimes unforeseen consequences aren't what you want. They're going to go the opposite way to what makes you comfortable and safe, because those are the words that these people use, right? I'm not feeling comfortable at the moment. Well, you're wearing a cat collar. You think you're a cat. Of course, you're not going to be comfortable because you don't have a cat's body and you don't have cat DNA and you don't make sounds like a cat. In fact, you were talking to that policeman. Cats
and
can't
driving
do
a
that.
Car.
Driving a car. Cat can't do that. So take it all or take none.
But, and take the shit that comes with it.
And we can choose either as well, right? We can take all your bullshit or we can take none of your bullshit.
Yeah.
You've got to understand that there will be consequences for this stuff. Mm. So As you wake up this morning and you're like, meow, 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 meow. Just know that the rest of us are not going to play along. And things could go really badly for you.
Especially if we do play along. It reminded me of a show that I watched. I binge watched over Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
I thought, what is this crap initially?
Mm-hmm.
A Spanish show made in Spain. Yes, absolutely. It's called Machos Alpha, which is alpha males. and it's about four men in their 40s.
Yeah.
Who are all going through different stages of life. They're all best friends.
Yeah.
Very much untrained. You know, it starts off with them at the paddle court, but it turned out to be hilarious. And I saw that it had won a few awards at these sort of artsy.
Machos Alpha.
Machos Alpha. But absolutely hilarious. And it's all about that. So one guy in the group decides he wants to, his woke 18-year-old daughter is, you know, calling him out for using these wrong terms and wrong terminology and un-PC stuff. And he starts to get on board with all of this and decides he's going to take him and his buddies to a course that this man is giving.
Jesus Christ.
Called Deconstructing Masculinity or the Toxic Masculinity. And how it all starts off really well, but they end up going full circle because of it. You know, when something goes so far, like the cat thing, that they eventually one of the guys starts his own course about reclaiming your masculinity. And they become even more toxic. So it's just a good laugh at society, really. And what's, you know, what people are expecting from us these days.
I started watching a series, which I think I'm into it. But the sad thing is I think they only did one season. Because, you know, again, if it doesn't work in America, first season doesn't just completely destroy everything in the ratings. They just don't make another one.
Mm.
This has been the sadness. I'm gonna come back in another life, and I'm gonna finish all these series that HBO and Netflix cancel because they think that people won't love a second one, and they're just so wrong. Anyway, it's called Chaos. K-A-O-S.
Oh yes, I thought you might enjoy that with the Jeff
Goldblum
thing.
Yeah, and Jeff Goldblum is Zeus, and it is so funny. It's so clever, and I love it. I love the show. It's terrific. It's all the story of, you know, these various characters from Greek mythology, and it's put them in a modern context. So, you know, they kind of live in cities that we could recognize. I mean, it's Heraklion in Crete, and there's the underworld with Hades and Persephone. And
there's the heaven.
There's Mount Olympus with Zeus and Hera and Dionysus, and Poseidon pops in every now and then. I mean, it's very funny. And Jeff Goldblum is just like, he's amazing as Zeus, and there's Prometheus and all of these characters that you'll know from Greek mythology. And they tell the story beautifully. You know, the human part of it, less interesting to me, but anyway, Orpheus, the musician.
Yes.
You know, Orpheus, who was the greatest musician that ever lived, and his girlfriend, Eurydice,
who dies,
and he has to go through the underworld to go and fetch her, and he brings her back to Earth, to life. And I mean, that all happens over the course of, I think it's 9 episodes.
That's as far as I got.
Yeah, well, that's
and then
the end.
When I saw that it wasn't coming back, I stopped watching it. Well, I thought, why am I bothering getting into this?
Very disappointing, Netflix. What can I tell you? I mean, like, I keep getting into these shows and you cancel them.
So very little patience.
So I've got to the point where I'm so hurt now. I'm just not going to watch anything.
I can understand.
I'm just, you know what? Just leave me alone. I don't want to see your stupid shows.
It's a natural reaction.
I'm gonna like the show, and then you're gonna kill the show, and then I'm gonna have nothing to watch, and just fuck you, Netflix.
Playing with your feelings like that.
And then I still get, like, obviously fake emails from scam artists saying you haven't paid your Netflix, and I'm like, yes, good. I haven't paid my Netflix. Yes.
Oh, I've still got a TV license thing.
Have you?
Yeah, I've tried to get rid of it so many times. I don't even watch the actual television. It sits there.
I have not turned on my TV since.
Me neither, for years.
No, let me think. The Olympics. Mm. The Olympics I watched. Before the Olympics, hard to tell
Yeah.
what I was... Like, I don't understand when people have their TV on the whole time.
Okay, well, my excuse is a bit poor.
Go on.
Piss poor.
Go on.
I had a rain spider incident
in my living room. You hate those. Leanne is absolutely terrified of rain spiders. Well, spiders, full stop.
Yeah, and I've had a second one since. Just about to go back to the
sofa. What was it, just there? Because that's what rain spiders do.
I can't even talk about it.
Okay, but TV? How does this relate to TV?
It's where the TV is.
Is that why you haven't turned it on?
Well, I mean, you know, I watch everything on my phone, on my laptop.
So you just don't go to your TV?
Mm-mm.
Rather than just get some... rather than get someone there to just get the spider away...
No, it's gone. Trust me. That was the first thing I did. 20 seconds, it was gone.
So even though the spider's gone...
I'm actually sweating.
So even though the spider's gone, you won't use your TV?
I can't sit there. I can't sit there. I can't sit there. Even now I'm battling.
Leanne, there are no rain spiders in
there.
So you won't use your TV room at all?
Mm-mm. I'll literally go in there.
You could rent it out to a homeless person.
I could. It doesn't exist anymore. And I now live in the bedroom, kitchen, entrance hall.
Do you have to walk through it?
No.
No. So it's just a room that's completely wasted there.
Gets cleaned once a week.
Look, Grace says
it doesn't gather too much dust.
Grace says, this week I had a rain spider, two scorpions, and a dove come into my kitchen. Fun times. That sounds awesome.
Those things, again, they need invitations. They're not welcome.
There's absolutely nothing to watch on TV. We pay our licenses for nothing, says Pat. Yes, Pat. I totally agree. What a waste. Well, I don't pay my license, so...
I'm now being sued or whatever. Or taken
are
to
you?
Court. Yeah, it's got to the legal stage.
Oh, please. Just...
Oh, no, I don't care.
Delete. Throw it away. Can I rent your TV room, says Sugar Shabalala.
Anyone is welcome to. If you can... You see, it needs to be kept busy so that these things don't settle there. So I would like someone to stay there, perhaps.
All right. How would you like it if you had a plumbus in your house?
I've had a plumber.
No, a plumbus.
What is it?
I don't know, but this is probably one of the most disturbing things. So what people are doing now is they're using AI to kind of create these videos where things turn into things. I'm sure you've seen them.
Mm-hmm.
Like a person will suddenly turn into a...
Like morphs.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Morphs things into each other. And I don't know what this is meant to be, but someone came up with an idea and then they ran out of ideas in the middle. And they just thought, well, let's just make things that look just gross.
Okay.
So this is kind of disturbing. I would say it's probably easier for you to watch than a rain spider.
Mm.
But probably not that much easier to watch. Just take a look. Plumbus. It's that thing with... Oh, well, don't worry, James. It was from Friday, but if you can find it. Okay. I just set it up for nothing. You could have told me that I don't have the plumbus. I don't know what this is. Well, it's hard for me to describe it, James, because it doesn't exist. It's not a thing. It's not like something that you can... Oh, I go into the shops and let me... can I have one of those plumbi, please?
A cannellini beans.
Yeah. Don't worry. Just...
Is it called plumbus?
No, it hasn't got... It says in the beginning of the video, most houses have an ordinary plumbus. Now we're making an even bigger thing. So people are going to want to see it. God damn it. I sent it to you on probably Thursday night, James. The plumbus. This disgusting pink thing. Anyway, while he's looking.
Everyone has a plumbus in their home.
Oh, Jesus. There it is. Look.
First, they take the Dinglebop and they smooth it out with a bunch of schleim.
Ooh.
The schleim is then repurposed for later batches. They take the Dinglebop and they push it through the grumbo, where the fleeb is rubbed against it. It's important that the fleeb is rubbed because the fleeb has all of the fleeb juice. Then a schlami shows up and he rubs it and spits on it. They cut the fleeb.
Ooh.
There's several hizzards in the way. The blamps rub against the trumbles, and the plubis and grumbo are shaved away. That leaves you with a regular old plumbus.
It's completely fucked up.
I don't know what to make of that, right? So First of all, I don't know why things like that are coming up on my feed. I don't know how I got chosen for the plumbus, okay? But I don't like it. I don't want to see a plumbus again. And in fact, even watching that little bit there, it's like, what the fuck is this?
But it's amazing how your brain, as it's happening, tries to normalize it.
Tries to make sense of it, right?
So like at one point, I thought, oh, that looks like a makeup brush.
Yeah.
You're trying so desperately to make it normal.
You're seeking patterns that aren't there. That's what it is.
So weird.
Very disturbing. So now you know what a plumbus is, James and Flex. Isn't that exciting? Yeah, I wish I didn't either. It's a good point. Oh, so I did this thing last week. I decided, Leanne, to put an air conditioner in my bedroom.
Yes.
Okay. Because it was so hot for that week before it started raining. And I thought, this is not going to be easy to sleep in.
You've got the whole summer ahead of me.
And I've heard from lots of people. And every time I stay in a hotel room, I always make it really, really cold. Mm. And I sleep well, right? Me do this at home. So I put it in. They came and installed it on Tuesday last week. So I can't say I'm like an expert in this yet. I can't say I know exactly how it's going to go. But I like so far being able to turn it on when it's extremely hot and it just gets cooler. I mean, that's the whole fucking point of an aircon, right? Mm. But I've never had an air conditioner in my bedroom before. I've only ever had a fan. So I want to know if there are any things I need to understand about this. Should put it on a timer? I shouldn't leave it on all night. Dries you out. Should I leave a window open? Should I not?
Do you have a humidifier?
Yeah, like,
will that make the aircon just work harder?
Like, yeah. As a non-aircon bedroom person, do I need to know things?
So when I house at my brother's house, he's got an aircon in his bedroom. He can't live without it.
Okay.
Tips? I tend to wake up in the middle of the night absolutely freezing.
Oh.
But it's quite nice, though, because then you cuddle up under the duvet and
go back to sleep.
Yeah, turn it off or whatever and go back to sleep.
Maybe there's some useful comments.
I haven't got it down pat, that's for sure.
Okay, so nope. Gareth, leave your window open while it rains, says Bitcoin Boot. The cool air will cool down the room. Yeah, and what if it doesn't rain?
Mm.
I mean, you think I bought this for when it rains? Okay, beats an enema every day. Yes, of course. Are you talking about the aircon or the plumbus?
Look, an aircon enema would be part of it.
I have a feeling anything we don't understand on the show from now on, we're going to
just
refer to the plumbus. Defer or refer. I leave mine on all night, only in Durban's heat, says Pat. Yeah, listen, in Durban, I wouldn't know how people might survive without an aircon because that place with the humidity is just insane.
Yeah.
And I don't like being schwitzy in bed, you know, being sweaty in bed is disgusting.
No, that's horrible.
You want the blankets. I don't have a whole lot of blankets in summer. Just got like a little cover and that's sufficient.
I've got a woven cotton blanket.
That sounds good.
And it's good in summer and winter.
Oh.
In summer, it kind of keeps you cool.
Oh.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. Wow.
But a sheet
you found
that,
a magic blanket.
It's a magic blanket.
It's a magic blanket. Yeah. That's pretty amazing. Congo Chris says, just do what I do. Sleep naked. Let your plumbus hang.
Look, a lot of that video looked like the inside of a vagina. I'm not going to lie.
So. With not all
and
the,
all the rubbing. But not all, a lot of
yes,
rubbing
but
against.
Not all the green.
Not the green. No, not since green. I last checked.
No, I mean, that's terrible. Okay, so I'm not convinced that I should let the plumbus hang. Egyptian cotton is best. Yes, okay, look, we've gone over this before. I think if you're new to the show, you wouldn't have known this. But any new and brilliant plan for the bed is always very welcome here because sleeping is massively important to all of us, right?
We all wake up.
We wake up super early, and also if you're not getting enough sleep, your whole life is a disaster. It's just a mess. So the kinds of fabric that your sheets are made out of, very important. Your pillows, your pillowcases. We've discussed all of that before. Now the aircon is my latest addition, so I need to know how to handle this. Sunil says, just remember, too much aircon gas can be toxic. Just saying. Yeah, but you're not breathing in the aircon gas. The aircon gas is used as a refrigerant.
Which is outside.
To cool the air on the outside, and then it comes in through that air conditioning kind of interface that you've got in the inside. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. You guys are not being very helpful on this. Did someone say Plumbus? No. Stop talking about the Plumbus. 600 thread count cotton, says Belly Vocal Media. Okay, well, right. Okay, fine. You guys are not being helpful, so we'll just leave the aircon discussion. I don't care anymore. Let's go to sport with James. Find out what's happening in that, all the things that we could have watched over the weekend if we cared about sport, but I don't. So tell us what happened.
Maura.
How's it?
How you doing?
Good.
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 Big weekend of sport.
How did the Plumbus do?
That came out of nowhere. I'm not going to lie. That was the last.
You didn't even know what it was.
I had no idea.
You don't watch these things when I send them to you?
I don't watch all of them. That was definitely one that I missed. So it's quite surprising to see it real time for the show.
And you thought, what the fuck is that?
But I also know your sense of humor by now, and I know just the types of videos I receive.
All right, so James, let's focus here for a second. Forget about the Plumbus, right, and let's worry about sport. Okay. What do you got for us in the sport?
Quite a busy weekend of sport. Mm-hmm. I'll start with the football. Liverpool are on top of the Premier League. That's everything and anything you need to know.
Oh, that's great news for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're a Liverpool fan.
Even better news for me is that Liverpool beat Chelsea this weekend, which is Michaela's team.
Okay.
So office camaraderie's high.
Okay.
For Liverpool fans.
Well, no, it's not. It's great for Liverpool fans, but it's very, very sad for poor Michaela, who's going to have the worst day today.
Yeah, but it sounds like a her problem.
Yeah, it does, actually. That's a good point.
So Liverpool beat them 2-1 yesterday at Anfield. City also played Wolves this weekend. They won 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
Arsenal, Ben's team, they lost 2-0. So
that's also a good reason to rag him all
tough
week.
Tough weekend for him. Good. Yeah. Man United, they played Brentford. Man United almost lost. Not a week for us to make fun of Flex and Sandile. That's their team. They won.
Yeah, but they deserve everything they get.
Well, yeah. still in the world of football, Carling Knockout Cup also happened this weekend. Pirates, they lost 3-2. Sundowns, mm-hmm, they won 5-0 against Golden Arrows. And then SuperSport United lost to Chiefs 4-0.
Mm-hmm.
The PSL coming up this week. Tomorrow night, Pirates are playing SuperSport United. Sundowns are playing Royal at home at Hopper 7. And Chippy United are playing Stellenbosch also at Hopper 7. Tomorrow night.
Excellent.
The women's T20.
Yes, the Frotiers.
Yeah.
First time.
Yeah.
Love that.
You like that, huh? Didn't do you like that more than a Plumbus?
probably as much as each other.
Okay. All right. What happened? Just sorry, we got so distracted. You didn't even have a chance. We weren't listening to you at all. Go on.
They didn't do too well. They played a final last night. They lost to New
who?
Zealand.
Oh, New Zealand.
Yeah. Ugh. So Amelia Kerr, she's top scored. They beat South Africa to become the Women's T20 World Cup champions for the first time. South Africa were limited to 126 for 9 after chasing 159. So that is their second final defeat in a row for the Frotiers, which is quite sad. Hate to see it. Then there was also Formula One this weekend. Lando Norris, he lost his third place to title rival Max Verstappen. The stewards had quite a busy day yesterday at the Circuit of Americas, handing out penalties left, right, and center. But yeah, Charles Leclerc ended up coming home in the Ferrari.
Somebody says in the comments that the best thing about the weekend sport was that Eminem performed at the F1.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I didn't know that he did that, but then I didn't even know there was an F1.
You know, he's a grandfather now.
Grandfather Eminem.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is he the granddaddy of
rap? You mean Haley had a kid?
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, I feel old now.
Yeah. That's weird, actually. Granddaddy of rap for sure. The two Ferraris, first and second, this weekend. And then Lewis Hamilton spun out and beached his car on the third lap. Lastly, the world of rugby, URC. The Bulls, they lost to the Scarlets 23-22. Lions, they took on Zebra. They won 10-9. The Sharks, they played Glasgow. That was 28-24 to the Sharks there. And the Stormers played Munster. 34-19 win for the Stormers. And that is the sport.
Very good, James. Very good. All right. No point washing your car this week, I think. It's probably going to rain.
Rain.
Have you been getting shit about that?
So much, actually.
still
so much.
From, look what
now.
From
look now.
But from everybody, from family, from friends, I mean, who's it?
Definitely
from work colleagues?
Family. My mom reminds me at least 5 times a week.
Oh, really? Have you washed your car?
Yeah. My mom is on my tail for pretty much everything I do, which is great.
But
Shay,
your,
still,
but your parents
had a long life,
long life of long suffering. But your parents live in the Eastern Cape or something.
Yeah,
so,
Jeffrey's Bay. Yeah.
Right, so they have to check up on you, but they can't be sure. So you could always say, oh, I washed my car.
Yeah.
As long as we don't out you as being a dirty, filthy person who doesn't wash their car.
Well, that's why these Monday shows are good for her. She can see me. She can see if I've shaved.
You easily could fall into letting yourself go.
You're not wrong. Oh. You're not wrong, and I have in the past. But, you know.
And before you know it, you just have a plumbus.
You are a plumbus.
All right, get out of here, James.
I gotta go.
Go on, enjoy your day. Have you seen Haley? She's quite attractive, but I feel like a pedo gawking at her because we grew up on M&M, says Carl. Ugh, you know, I haven't seen her.
Mage.
I haven't seen her, but I mean, you gotta be so careful now. You know, we're not 20 anymore if you're Carl or my age.
Mm.
You have to kind of, because the worst thing to me, the very worst thing you could end up is being called a dirty old man.
Okay.
You know, like those guys who would be just inappropriate as a girl walked past them, they'd go like, oh, she's nice.
Mm-mm.
You don't want to be those guys, you know? You never want to be that dude who like makes the girls go, oh, fucking old pig.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing ever.
And not every man turns into a dirty old man.
Yeah, I don't want to. So I'm just... These days, if I see a really beautiful woman, I'm just like, I mean, inside, I'm probably going, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But like on the outside, you'll never see it. I'll go, yeah, she's pretty.
Yeah.
I think she dresses well. And
so you're holding back there a bit.
Yeah. But inside, I'm like, oh, you know? What is with all those arms?
It's just a plumbus penis.
The anus. What is this? Oh, my God. All right. Judging by how strong the Southeaster, this has got to be a Cape Townian. It's Tracy. Okay, she says, judging by how much the Southeaster has been pumping in the Cape, you guys up north better brace yourselves and get those rubber ducks ready.
Boy.
Oh God! Why is the storm coming? What's the plan? I don't know. You know, I'm turning into my dad.
Do we
have to check the weather app?
And I've got the lightning app.
Oh God! I don't want to be this old person who checks the weather app. Okay, it says it's going to rain today,
right.
And then it says it's going to rain tomorrow, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, sunny.
I have a special needs aunt.
Yes,
told you about
she's well, no, she's not retarded. What's wrong with her?
Yeah, she had they lived on a mine in Velkom and they were too far away. She had an epileptic fit. She lost oxygen to the brain.
Oh, right. So she's gone all like gonky.
Yeah, but she's holding down
she's,
a job.
But yeah,
she passes, is what they say.
So in other words, she's like, she's functional.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she is, her world is very small and the weather is very big to her.
Oh, it's not just her. I'm... Oh my God! I mean,
she will run inside from another room, another
when the weather's
another
on
building. No, to tell us when she's learned what the weather's going to be.
Okay, so
it's going to rain this week.
There are a lot
50% chance.
There are a lot of people, and it's not just because she's what special needs, as you put it.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many people who they watch the TV weather, then they check the weather on. There's a TV channel that's just weather,
right?
Okay, then there's an app,
the Refuse,
that comes with
Africa Weather, which is
no good. But hang on, there's the one that comes with your phone.
Oh yes, of course,
that one you use, right? That's a normal one. Then they've got the windy one or whatever, which actually shows you like a satellite image of the country for super higher grade people who can understand and read weather patterns from meteorological data like satellite images of storms,
mm-hmm.
where it shows you the different wind speeds in different colors.
And
I'm like, oh. Okay, so what are you going to do? It's going to inform you to what? Dress differently? Are you going to change all your arrangements if it's rainy instead of if it's sunny?
Close the windows before you leave home.
My day doesn't change that much if the weather changes. Like, I still have the things I had before in the diary that will still be done. I don't care if it
goes on.
Like, there could be hail, there could be rain, there could be snow, there could be wind, there could be sun. And I will do the things that are in my diary for this week.
But there's also, you know what else there is besides the weather apps? It's like the dad stance when it comes to watching the weather.
What's that?
Which is that, you know, as soon as something happens and there's thunder clouds or whatever, and the men all go outside and do that.
They'll look around.
Yeah. There's that dad's okay. That's like the final check. Like, they know what they're talking about.
Oh my god. My dad perved over a runner while driving with his friend, says B. Turns out it was the friend's daughter. Serves him right. Oh. That's disgusting. Imagine them in the car together. Oh yeah, look at her. Oh, I like her. And then they drive past and it's the other one's daughter.
Oh, no, it's too bad.
Beautiful. Okay, Carl says, I decide whether or not to wear gumboots based on the weather. It's all spelled very, very cleverly. So he's trying to make a joke and show us how intelligent he is all at once. Get James to do a weather forecast, says Congo Chris. No, we won't do that.
Remember we had a nipple index.
I tried subscribing to the Naked Weather, but I could never remember the forecast, says Slippery Pickle. I do remember our Naked Weather.
You mean Nipple Index?
No, Nipple Index and Naked Weather. We once had a naked woman come and do the weather.
Yes, that's true.
And in fact, that's where the Nipple Index comes from.
All right.
Because you'd have, depending on how cold it is, your nipples are like...
Yeah.
So,
pencil erasers.
Correct. We've got another typhoon on its way to smash us here in Taiwan.
Ooh.
Ah, your problem, Taiwan. It's big enough that we get the day off. If it's big enough. Okay, now that's cool. So I suppose that's when maybe the weather is interesting. It's like if you're at school and you actually could get the day off.
Yeah. When
it's that was always
exciting.
Or
whatever.
I used to love waking up and it was raining.
Mm.
I love waking up in the rain.
Mm.
Like, that's fun. When you just hear it on the window pane, that's always lovely. And if it's like super, super wet and pissing cats and dogs, then obviously you get the day off from school. If it's really bad, because we used to live on a farm. And there were two bridges, and the one would often be underwater. You could probably use the other one, but we would just say, it's too much of a circuitous route. Let's just not go to school today.
But I remember as well, you saying when there hadn't been rain for a while on the farm, and then it did rain, a river would appear out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah. No. You'd have
like a tidal wave just appearing.
It would just happen. Because on a lot of those kind of, what do they call them? The seasonal rivers and streams.
Oh, yeah.
It's like it's a little trickle, and then when it rains really hard, it becomes a proper torrent. It becomes a real river.
Mm.
And then you can't get over bridges and things. And it's so exciting when you're a kid at school. Anyway, let's turn our attention to Dr. Hanan. It is time for us to check in with our psychologist for the morning. It's the only thing that keeps Leanne and I sane, frankly. Without this appointment, what would we do? I ask you with tears in my eyes, what would we do? So here's an email that we got from somebody, and this is what we're going to try and solve for today. This is our algebra equation to try and make sense of. So here we are. This is the plea from somebody who listens to us. Dear Dr. Hanan, I have a scenario where I was wondering if you could help me to navigate this. Firstly, I have dealt with anxiety and depression for most of my life. In 2018, I was formally diagnosed with ADHD, which is said to go hand in hand with anxiety and depression. So you've got anxiety, depression, and ADHD.
So it's the ADHD which comes first usually. I'm not the expert, but I have all three. And the ADHD diagnosis usually comes much later.
All right. So, Doc, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. How's it? Nice to see you. Happy Monday.
I thought I was
reading this to Leanne, and she was going to go and pretend she's Dr. Hanan. She was about to launch into it. She's like, oh, well, the ADHD comes first. I'm like, I'm going to take fucking psychological advice from this chocolate fireplace over here. Anyway, all right. So can you imagine? Imagine people going to Leanne for psychological advice.
You'd be surprised. Okay.
Oh, okay. So anyway. This person has anxiety and depression for most of their life. 2018, they formally diagnosed with ADHD, which goes hand in hand, apparently, with anxiety and depression. You can explain that to us in a second. Despite my not really liking it, I've accepted I'm on medication for life in order to help me function and to successfully function as a wife, mother, and running my own small business. Now for the actual dilemma. That's not her problem.
No, no, that's small fry. Nothing to worry about there.
My daughter is autistic and has come such a long way in doing so. And she's doing so well academically and reasonably good on a social level, despite the obstacles in life. Life has thrown her way, but recently she turned 13 and now puberty has come and has played havoc with her hormones and her anxiety and her mood swings, which are frequent and more intense. My greatest challenge is balancing my anxiety while dealing with hers. What a tumult. Listen to this house. What are we going to do with this person? Help, Doc, help.
So what does she want to know? How to deal with her anxiety? How to deal with her child's anxiety? How does she manage her child?
You know what I would do? I'd find the plug, switch everything off, and start again. You know, like resetting a computer, like the reboot. Reboot the whole system. This sounds like an absolute clusterfuck. What do we do?
So we can split it to a couple of things. First of all, anxiety is not something that just happens to you. Contrary to what people think, there's no structure in the brain that's responsible for anxiety, and that gets triggered by life, and suddenly you have something that you cannot control. Yeah. Anxiety is actually socially and linguistically constructed. And rewatch this, because it's very actually important for you to understand that you actually construct the feelings of anxiety. So life happens, our bodies react, we feel stressed, and how many times have I said in life, value is married to stress? What you value is what you're stressed over, and that's the way it works. So I value my kids, it comes with stress. I value my marriage, it comes with stress. I value my health, it comes with stress. I value my financial stability and sense of purpose, that comes with stress. So if people ever want to separate stress from their lives and say, well, I don't want that anymore, well, the way to do that is to eliminate everything that you value. That's the way to eliminate stress. But if you eliminate everything that you value, you get depressed. So there's no getting away from stress. So that's why, by the way, that's why a lot of people get anxiety, quote unquote, when they have kids, because suddenly they have things that they value more than anything in their world. And again, when you acquire value, you acquire stress. So right. It's not a surprise that she's stressed over feeling anxious over what her daughter's doing, where she's at. And obviously her daughter's going through puberty and maturity and entering into a different phase in life. And she's worried about that, which is completely reasonable. Mm-hmm. But I always advise parents of the following. You are the pilot of your children's flight. And your children are sitting in the back seat waiting to get orders and directions from you. They're waiting to be calibrated. So sometimes the flight is fine and they don't need your calibration. And sometimes the flight is really bumpy. Bumpy means for them hormonal change, life circumstances, academic change, relationship change, sexuality, identity, a million things that are happening in their world. And that's their bumpy ride. And they're waiting for you to get feedback from. And if you're the captain and you're freaking out in the cockpit with a co-captain, their other parent, well, they're going to feel out of control. But if you are showing resilience, bravery, in control, you've got the plane and you've got the flight sorted, then your children are going to be feeling in control too. So whilst you're allowed to feel stressed, and it's completely normal to feel stressed as a mother under these circumstances, I need you to show confidence and control, but not fake confidence. Fake confidence, children pick up in a split second. You need to develop the skill set. You need to develop the methodologies, the blueprints, the frameworks to manage your life and manage theirs in order to show an air of confidence so that they can feel confident. The more confidence you show in the cockpit, the more confident your passengers, your children, will exhibit or will show or will experience in the backseat.
You don't want some hysterical pilot going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I don't know what to do. That would be disastrous. Now, far be it for me to criticize someone who listens to this show or emails us, but It also sounds like this whole family are just collecting disorders. I mean,
well, a lot of it's genetic, right? Especially with ADHD and
color me skeptical on that front. It sounds like these people, it's a big part of who they are that they have to have all these problems. Like, it's a big thing for them. It's like, I wake up in the morning. Have I put on my anxiety today? I forgot to put on my depression, but at least I got my ADHD. Oh, and the autism. We mustn't forget that. Let's put them all on so that we can be fully dressed for work today.
I don't know. For me, it's the other way around. I approach my day normally. And if there is a problem, then I can say, okay, I understand now why I'm not working my way through this problem. Let me apply my ADHD cap and what I've learned and use it as a tool to get through this. I don't wake
so look,
up feeling
so,
that.
So look, let me put things in perspective. So Leanne, I've got a question for you. Somebody that's about to go on a magical, I don't know, the roller coaster ride that they really have been looking forward to forever. Take that person versus somebody that's confronting maybe a dangerous predator, a lion in the room. In terms of physiologically, what is the difference between the two? Do you know? If we had to send them through all the scans and look at all the markers, what is the difference physiologically, just physiologically, between these two individuals?
Well, one, you know, well, you're going to die, and the other, you might not die.
Well, here's the thing. Physiologically, they're exactly the same. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference. If I show you a graph of their heart rate, blood pressure, skin temperature, cortisol level, adrenaline, they're both in exactly the same spot. There's no difference. The only difference is the perception of what is about to happen. The perception. And perception is not genetically created. Perception is socially and, as I said, linguistically created. You create perception. A baby can sit next to a lion and not feel fear because there's no value. There's no perception against the lion. A baby can sit and hold a snake, a dangerous snake, and the baby doesn't feel physiologically triggered because there's no perception. All these things and perceptions are learned. And just because they are learned, they can be unlearned too. So whilst there are, we need to differentiate between medical conditions which are genetically created or certainly influenced by genetics, we've got to separate them from psychological conditions which are socially created. Or largely socially created. And anxiety is certainly one of them. And again, just because you've learned it, the good news is that you can unlearn it. The problem is when people go, it is completely genetically created, then they become victims to their own bodies. In other words, they don't need to do anything about it. It becomes a justification and an excuse and an identity hat that you wear that gives you permission to not move forward, to not look forward, to not solve, to not fix, because I have this identity problem. In other words, I've got anxiety. As opposed to take the responsibility, know that it's somehow learned and it can be unlearned. Have I seen people that have had anxiety, quote unquote, their whole lives and have dealt with it and are no longer have anxiety all day long? It's possible, just like you've learned it, it's possible to unlearn it.
So I'm just saying, Leanne, it kind of sounds like Dr. Hanan is with me on this one.
I'm just certainly saying that way inclined when it comes to anxiety to understand that. But when it comes to autism and ADHD,
that's medical. That's different. That's different.
So autism is different.
I have to meet a parent somewhere who's become a parent in the last 5 years who isn't claiming their kid's autistic. They all think their kids are fucking special. Most of these kids are not. Most of these kids are just stupid. There's nothing wrong with them at a genetic or a medical level. They're just, parents are trying to make their kids seem important. My kid's autistic. You must be specially careful around them. Fuck off. Discipline your child. It's screaming.
I don't know.
Not my problem. Yeah. No. Okay, Doc, I want to move on because I'm going to get into trouble here. I don't know what I'm talking about. I said a thing on Friday. There's this guy from One Direction who killed himself. Well, we think he killed himself. He jumped off the third floor of an Argentine hotel. That doesn't happen every day. It's not like there was a construction crew pushed him. Anyway, he jumped off this building, and I said, and I think a lot of people have just got like a million hits over the weekend of this. I said that the real miracle is life. The real miracle, if you're waiting for something to come along to make your life better because you're not happy, like the miracle is that you exist right now. It's that you're alive. The possibilities of the probability of you actually being here, that's so tiny. It's so extravagantly rare that to take your own life just seems to me to be the most ungrateful thing you can do. And I know that suicide is on the up. I know it's a big thing for especially young people who feel like life is too difficult, like there are too many things arrayed against them. And maybe some of those things are autism and ADHD and anxiety and depression and all of that stuff. But I think it got the reaction that it got because people aren't telling young people who have problems the truth anymore, that actually being alive is the greatest gift of all gifts. And to throw that away because you're having a bad day or because people have told you that you're suffering from something seems to me like the most ungrateful and silly thing to do. And it's got a huge reaction. So I just wanted your comment on that because I'm not the expert.
So Gareth, I tell people that in life you have two choices. You can either be the chin down or act the chin down approach, or what I call have the chin up approach. The chin down approach is looking down, navel gazing, and asking yourself, why me? Why do I feel this way? Why am I feeling this way? Why was I born this way? Why do I have this long nose? Or why am I losing my hair? Why me? Versus have the chin up approach, which is, what can I do to make my life better? What can I do to progress forward? What can I do to get me from point A to point B? And how do I make lemonade out of what life is thrown at me?
And other people, not me. Think about other people. Think about the universe around you. Think of all the things that are possible that you are fortunate enough to be born in the middle of. I mean, look at how great this is.
The less you get into your head, the better.
Yes, stop thinking about yourself and your feelings. 100%. My God.
100%. 100%. And it's not to say that some people have it harder than others, but everybody's got an opportunity to take one step forward in their own world. Whether your one step forward is getting out of bed and making yourself a decent breakfast and going for a walk, whether your one step forward is, you know, Elon Musk and changing the way, you know, the way we explore the outer space, whether your one step forward is, you know what, not doing 10,000 steps a day, but do 500 steps today, where yesterday you did none. Whether your one step forward is read one page of a book where yesterday you read none. Everybody's capable of doing the chin up approach, looking forward and being better than they were yesterday. And you know what? Small plus small plus small plus small makes very big. And I'll take it one more step. And I'll say one more thing. Depression and anxiety is a consequence of looking inwards and getting stuck. The moment you're moving forward and progressing in life and taking one step and making yourself better, it's impossible to be depressed and anxious. Whenever you're progressing, your brain likes it. Your brain gets fed by the nutrients of life and you feel good, in control, with a sense of purpose. The moment you stop, you get stuck. And stuck equals anxiety and depression. So chin up approach, everybody.
I almost feel like this should be in those movies where like they do the slow clap. Like that. What Dr. Hanan just said, that's the fucking slow clap moment. Yeah. I love it. All right. Thank you. Because I don't want to.
Kilometers, you know, and kilometers.
I got lots of opinions. I don't want to get into any more trouble than I already am for telling people how to think and get themselves out of the shit, but you've just said it and you're a pro. So listen to him if you don't like what I say, all right? He's Dr. Hanan. Who the fuck are you? All right, that's it for this hour. We will see you in the next hour. Don't go anywhere.